News Talk 1620 WTAW. John Rainey joins us this morning. John, how are you today?
Doing great, Scott, and happy to be here.
Yes, let's talk about what got accomplished this week. I guess y'all are still doing some housekeeping before the bills actually get introduced and y'all start acting on them.
Mostly housekeeping, Scott. It took most of Monday, I guess it was, to, or actually Tuesday. I can't keep up with what day is what. But anyway, we spent most of the first day of this week working on housekeeping rules, changing a few rules. A lot of amendments were suggested, very few passed. Rules will remain basically the same as they've been in past sessions, and I suspect that's probably a good thing. The only major change was a rule that will make it a little bit more difficult for people to challenge a bill on a point of order. Just as an example, saying somebody signed a card when they appeared before the committee and signed it inappropriately or signed in favor and then testified against, and it was an error, then there can't be a point of order called on that bill, and it'd be sent back to committee for cleaning up.
I got you. Yep. Stuff that most of us don't understand. Okay, so the House has come up with their budget. The Senate's come up with theirs. House's budget is a little bit bigger than the Senate's, which doesn't happen too often. But there are a couple of points in there that look to be significantly different. One of them has to do with funding for Medicaid, and one of them has to do with funding for standardized tests. So it looks like you guys over, at least in the House, have got a different approach than the Senate when it comes to some funding.
Well, if I recall, and I haven't seen the actual budget yet, but from what Chairman Pitts told us, the testing funding was, on our side at least, was set to zero, not because it's going to end up being zero, but because there are a lot of people concerned about the testing situation in schools, and I guess that was a way to bring attention to it, and then we'll go back and deal with that as time moves on.
Sure. But then the idea that y'all are putting, I think, $400 million more into the budget for Medicaid than the Senate is, too.
Well, you know, we have a growing population, so I guess that's where that's coming from. We have a problem here in this current biennium that has to be solved first, and it's funding for things that were left over from the last session. About $4 billion, I think, maybe closer to $5 for Medicaid, and then a $1.9 billion for education that was moved from August. Payment was moved from August to September just to kind of make the budget balance. We've got to go back and take care of that quickly before the 1st of March. And so we've got some things that are housekeeping there, too, and must be done before the end of March to fund Medicaid.
Now, I understand you don't have the committee assignments yet. We anticipate before the end of the month that you should know where you're going to be there, huh?
Well, I'm hoping by the end of next week, but that's hope. I don't really know exactly when it'll all be done. It takes a lot of time for the speaker to go through that. Those of us who are freshmen, you know, are at the mercy of the House, the speaker, really.
Sure.
And I feel good about that. He's been into our district and visited with folks here. I consider him a friend, so I think that I have a good chance of getting significant appointments.
To talk about that just again for a second, we touched on it last week. This is there are more freshmen this year since in the Texas legislature than back to the days of Sharpstown in the early 70s. So do we see that maybe it is a little bit different in that we have that many young members or new members, and so as a result, the learning curve is a little bit different, and there may be some freshmen who could have more influence than you would normally think?
I would think so, absolutely. Between freshmen and sophomores, we're nearly 50% of the body, and we lost some senior members. For instance, Jimmy Don Acock, who's a friend of mine and an Aggie veterinarian from up in Bell County, he has been on appropriations, he's been on public education. It's highly likely that Jimmy Don will not be on appropriations again because he's most likely going to be chairman of public education.
Oh.
So those chairmen don't really want to be on that appropriations committee, too, because it's a very time-consuming committee. Last session, there were three freshmen that were appointed to appropriations. I was talking to another Aggie friend of mine, John Otto, who happens to have Huntsville in his district. He thinks that there may be five or six freshmen put on appropriations wow. this year because of the number of people that are on that committee that will end up being chairman.
Well, good. Hope we get qualified folks there. John Rady is the state representative for District 14. We visit with him on Thursday.